Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right, thank you. All right, so thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely
definitely.
To vote?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican, all right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, all right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
White.
White, all right. Would you mind sharing your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me giving you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm 77.
77, all right, thank you. All right, so generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't have an opinion right now, other than they're building way too many houses and haven't built the roads to accommodate the people that are going to live there, but way too many apartments. If you get every apartment has two cars, and you put two more cars on MLK from that apartment building that's across from the hospital, where are you going to put them? So, anyway, that's
all right.
My opinion.
So would you say that maybe it's gone on the wrong track, or would you still be like, you know, you're not really sure?
I'm really not sure.
All right, no worries.
I just think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, so the next question, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about these proposals that may appear on your ballot, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the first one is a proposal called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, so bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No? All right. Thank you. So would you say you're definitely going to vote no against or probably voting no against?
Pretty much definitely.
All right, thank you. So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely or probably no?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, thank you. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $40 per year. So, keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your own opinion? Would you say that you prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year? You prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $23 per year? Or would you say you're fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year? Or would you say you still oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised?
Yes, I would oppose it, yes.
Still oppose it. All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Should it be with dealing with inflation and high cost of living, improving public education and local schools, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, reducing property insurance costs, improving the economy and creating jobs, or holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending?
I'd like them to fix the roads mostly.
All right, fixing the roads.
I think that was the third or fourth one that you read.
Well, the third one is controlling growth and development.
No, not that one.
Yeah, I don't believe...
Something about fixing roads. Or keeping
Yeah, I'm trying to see one. Well, it looks like there wasn't really one. There's one that says reducing traffic and congestion. But there's not necessarily one that talks specifically...
Before that was something about fixing roads. But, oh, that would be my second choice. So go ahead with that one. Reducing congestion.
All right. Just let me read them again, because I'm not really sure I mentioned, let's see, public education, local schools, inflation, growth, development, water quality, drugs, traffic, natural areas, property insurance, costs, economy. Yeah, no, I believe there isn't one. But so, would it be okay with reducing traffic and congestion?
That sounds good.
All right, thank you. So, do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast? All right, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust.
All right, so definitely do not trust or probably do not trust?
I definitely don't trust.
Definitely don't trust, but I thank you. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And if you could please indicate if you either strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove with each of the following ways to spend this money. And I can read those categories.
Mm-hmm. You know those lands that they're trying to conserve? They're the ones that produce lots and lots of mosquitoes. They're swamps. And I'm not sure I want swamps conserved, but go ahead and read me your list now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. So I believe in some other parts, there's where you can, like, specifically put your opinions, like, verbatim while I can put them. So thank you so much for sharing that. So one of the issues is to improve flood control. So do you think, like, do you strongly approve with spending the money for this reason? Do you somewhat approve, do you somewhat disapprove, or do you strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To acquire and manage environmentally significant land.
I disapprove of that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To provide recreational trails for walking, hiking, jogging, bicycling, and horseback riding.
I disapprove of that. That's a waste of money. That
trail right.
That they've got going from Kissimmee to St. Cloud, they tore up concrete sidewalks to put down asphalt. I mean, asphalt in the summertime melts. So I don't know. I don't think they used that money wisely.
All right. So would you say you strongly disapprove?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. What about to acquire open space in areas of high growth?
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
To provide parks and trails.
I think we've got some beautiful parks, so somewhat approve.
To improve water quality.
Our water quality is fine, so it's fine as it is.
All right. So would you say maybe somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve,
all right, thank you. To protect working farms and ranches.
I approve of that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. And to protect water sources.
I strongly approve that.
Strongly approve, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And after each statement, if you could please indicate if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely or much less likely to support this program, or would it make no difference? So the first one is, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spendings.
I approve of that.
So would it make you much more likely to support this program or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
There is a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the County Commission in their decision-making.
I just somewhat approve that.
There will be an annual public audit on how funds are spent.
I approve that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a few brief statements about if you're either in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands of Osceola County. And after each statement, if you could please indicate whether the argument is either very convincing for you to be in favor of this, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And if it will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. So the first one is, this proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy. Would you say this is very convincing?
Doesn't make any difference.
No difference. All right, thank you. With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitats for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
I don't approve of that.
All right. So would that be not convincing at all then?
It's not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all. All right, thank you. This proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that is nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
It makes no difference.
No difference. All right, thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
I don't have an opinion on that.
All right, no worries. So would it make no difference, or would you say you don't really know, like no opinion?
It doesn't make any difference.
All right, thank you. The changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent floodings that affect our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
That makes no difference.
Osceola County is one of the fastest growing countries in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents.
I'm in favor of that.
So would that be maybe very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right, thank you.
I don't trust the politicians, so they can tell you one thing and they do whatever they want.
Understandable. That does happen a lot here. So the next one is, nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County's water supply.
I'm not convinced that that's going to do it.
All right. So would that be maybe not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Right. Not too convincing.
All right, thank you. Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
I'm not convinced.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
All right, thank you. $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Well, we get our water from the aquifer, which is way under Osceola County. So,
all right. So would you say
shooting smoke?
All right. So would you say this is maybe not too convincing then, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing, considering
right.
where we get our water. It isn't all like right. we get it from the stream behind our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, and lastly for this statement, outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year. And this proposal would help boost the local economy, support all small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
I'm somewhat convinced on that.
Somewhat convincing. All right, thank you. So now taking into account everything you just heard, now I just have to ask you like one last time about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. So if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
No against? All right, thank you. So would you say you're definitely voting no against, or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'm going to give you some statements, but this time they're against this kind of program. And if you could please tell me if, based on these statements, if you think it's either a very convincing reason, a somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing reason, or not at all a convincing reason to vote no against this proposal. So it's kind of like the opposite. And again, there's also a vote make no difference. So the statement is, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I agree with that statement.
All right. So would that be very convincing then, maybe?
Right.
All right. Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, we cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I agree with that.
So very convincing as well?
Yes.
All right. Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million.
I don't agree with increasing our debt. We're already...
All right. So would you say this is a very convincing reason then? Because we're already, like, pretty kind of high in debt, and we don't want to go any higher than that?
Correct. Correct.
All right. So we simply cannot trust Osceola County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed a part of Split Oaks Forest land, where they said it would be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling of developments. So taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this, because the county can turn it around and allow that land to be used for any other purposes.
I agree that they can do what they want. You can... say what you want, and then they sit up there and do what they want. So, yeah.
All right. So would that be very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right, thank you. And lastly, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
I agree with that.
So very convincing then?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right, thank you. So now just one final last time, taking into account everything you just heard, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal if the elections were held today?
What am I voting against? That's the one we started with? I would still vote no against it.
Yes, it's that same one, that same proposal of no against.
Yeah, I would still
all right.
vote no.
So would you say you're going to probably vote no against, or definitely vote no against?
Definitely vote no against.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. So now if you could please complete the following statement in your own words. So if you have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is ... then what would you say? So for this one,
it's kind of a compound statement. I don't think we need to do this, and I don't trust the politicians to do the right thing.
I don't think we need to do this. And I don't trust the politicians will do the right thing. All right. Well, do you want to add on to that?
Spend the money. Yeah, they'll spend the money appropriately. They have little pet things and I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So we just said they're gonna spend this money on their pet projects. And do you wanna add more on to that, like what you were maybe talking about, that they should focus it on the roads? Or do you want to just keep it there?
Just keep it there. I don't know. I don't know how they decide what they do. They do crazy stuff. I don't see, well, we're getting more and more politicians that come from Puerto Rico, and I really don't want Osceola County to be run like Puerto Rico, which is always in debt and always whining and always, you know, and there, I don't, we don't plan ahead. Osceola County does not plan ahead. They just see, well, if we let this place build, we'll get a bunch of taxes from them. Well, are you going to get the roads to accommodate those people? Well, no, we'll think about that after it's done. No, 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 you need to think about that before you do it. They need to help on the cost of improving the road. But we don't tend to do that because it's my understanding that they know 4 to 5 years in advance what they're going, what they have approved to be built. In 4 to 5 years, they can do those roads. Well, like when they expanded, are you from Osceola County?
No, we are, we're from Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a main road that goes from Kissimmee to St. Cloud, and it's called Neptune. Well, they widened it, but they only widened it to a certain point. And I was like, well, then where are the cars? Do they just fly up in the air at the end of that point? Well, so now it's been done probably 3 or 4 years, and they're going, oh, we need to expand the entire road. And I thought, we knew that at the beginning. And so, and I know it's partly because there's about 7 bridges in that little 2 or 3 mile stretch of road. But now they're tearing everything up, tearing trees down, tearing houses down, all sorts of stuff. There were 4 fairly brand new houses, and they're completely going to tear them to the ground to make room. Well, they should have never given the permission to build those houses on that property. They should have known that they were going to have to expand that road. I mean, think ahead. If you want to have all these people in Osceola County because you want their tax money, then you have to think ahead on other things. But that's, you're getting my pet peeve. So,
all right.
Well, I went down to Naples. I'm pretty sure it was Naples. And they build the roads way ahead of time. And then they build the things that people are, so you can get from point A to point B. But we don't do that. We are reactionary builders, and that doesn't really work. So anyway.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that answer. Very detailed. Truly, do truly appreciate it. So we're almost done. Just to let you know, we're about 95% done with the survey. So there's only like very few questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So as you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect Split Oak Forest. Recently, the county approved building a new toll road through a portion of Split Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build a new toll road. So with whom do you agree more? Do you agree more with opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitats that have been protected for 3 decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside from the conservation in the future? Or do you agree with the supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of part of Split Oaks Forest by conserving additional land exchange for the land released from Split Oak Forest?
We've let the people in, so we've got to build the roads to get them out, unless we're going to do a heliport for each little subdivision. And so, yeah, it has, the forest has to go in favor of the roads.
All right. Sorry. So would you say you agree with supporters then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We just have a few more demographic questions before we finish this, and these are just for classification purposes. So regardless of how you may feel today, back so 4 years ago in the 2020 presidential elections, who did you vote for?
I voted for Trump.
Trump? All right, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative in your political beliefs?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.